Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Traffic Podcast here on the News 104.5 WOKV app. My name is Tim Tompkins. Joining us today, Mr. Jacob Pickering.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
I am doing well. So, Jacob, I'm doing better than anybody driving over on the north end of town. There's a huge closure on Hexer Drive that has been rescheduled. First, it was supposed to happen in April. Now I'm hearing that you're telling me it's going to happen in May.
That's right. Yeah. So we just got a new update from FDOT this week. They say this closure on Hexer is now scheduled for Monday, May 7th in the morning through the 23rd. So that's about 2.5 weeks there where you're going to have to use detours instead of just going straight through Hexer after Zoo Parkway.
And so you spoke with FDOT. What's the reason for such a long closure?
Okay, so what they're doing is they're resurfacing the entire railroad. So the first thing is they are replacing the entire surface with concrete. As you know, concrete has been replacing asphalt quite often on most railroad surfaces. It lasts like up to 40 years compared to asphalt's really only like 20. So they're replacing the entire thing with concrete, the entire surface, and they're also putting up new drainage system, some curb work, some new driveways there, pretty much redoing the entire railroad crossing there.
So what part of Hexer Drive specifically is going to be closed for motorists?
So the part of Hexer that will be closed is just east of Imeson Park. So if you're heading eastbound from Zoo Parkway, that's about half a mile after Zoo Parkway, just east of Imeson Park before the river there. And if you're heading westbound on Hexer, the railroad crossing that's going to be closed off is about a mile after that bridge over the Broward River. They tell me basically they're just going to close it right off and you're going to have to make a U-turn right there at the railroad and take that all the way back to Hexer.
And so are there any other projects that are kind of comparable to this one being done this year or in the years coming up?
So the FDOT tells me they work with CSX to do this resurfacing, and they tell me they have about another 8 in works right now throughout the summer. They say they are doing it in some various locations throughout our district, some in Orange Park, one in Palatka, and even a couple in Gainesville. So keep an eye out. You know, we're going to be giving you guys updates on all those, on all those closings. That's going to be happening throughout the summer.
And so, Jacob Pickering, you have been a part of the traffic team for about 7 months now. People hear you sometimes in the morning on OKV. They hear you on some of the music stations. Talk to me about the process of starting out as a traffic anchor and really owning the role and getting to be within yourself as a traffic anchor.
So starting out as a traffic anchor, to be honest, Tim, I was kind of anxious. You know, there's a lot of traffic anchors and people and, you know, radio personalities that I've heard throughout my career, and a lot of it, you know, I really wanted to stay true to myself, and I think that was kind of the hard part. When you enter into a new job, of course, you know, you always want to, you know, kind of portray what everybody thinks that you should be. And for me, I think it was really nice to kind of get my bearings. You know, once you learn the basics, it's really all about how you choose to be creative and how you choose to, you know, give the reports and be that on-air personality. So that's been a lot of fun for me. I've kind of learned a lot about myself and, you know, kind of what I value most in, you know, in the workplace since I've been working here. So I've actually had a lot of fun.
Yeah. What are some traffic patterns you've noticed in the morning and in the afternoons that, you know, kind of surprise you that you weren't aware of before?
Definitely. I don't live on the south side, so definitely that south side construction, you know, it's been such this ongoing process for such a long time. That always surprised me. You know, you're always tapping those brakes no matter what, pretty much what time of the day is, morning or afternoon, you know, on the East Beltway there. But also the southbound side, you know, if you're coming in into Arlington there on the Dames Point Bridge, that's commonly backed up in the morning, you know, between the hours of like 7 and 8 during that rush hour. And that's usually what surprises me in the morning, at least.
Yeah. Well, it's a 2-lane road. So people can follow you for traffic updates on Twitter.
Yep. They can follow me on Twitter, Jacob Pickering 9. and I'm always posting about stuff that I find interesting. I'm always, you know, retweeting stuff from the FDOT. If you want to give me a follow, it's Jacob Pickering9.
And you can hear Jacob Pickering anytime, virtually, that is, in the mornings on News 104.5 WOKV. You can also hear him on some of our Cox Media Group music stations, whether you're talking about 95.1, you're talking about the Eagle, X, Easy, all of those stations. You're basically the traffic guru on all of them, Monday through Friday, mornings and the afternoons. Mr. Jacob Pickering, thank you so much for coming on the Traffic Podcast.
Thank you, Tim, for having me. And you know...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.